Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the new game show Eyewitness is currently in the middle of a summer run on Channel 50. The show presents contestants with video clips, and the questions come from what they just saw. It's being produced by a couple of people, Fremantle Media and Judge Judy, and it stars host John Henson. Henson's no stranger to TV. He's well known for his run as the host of Talk Soup on E! And, of course, hosting the ABC game show Wipeout. John's also an actor, starring in projects for both film and television. But for Eyewitness, he's the quintessential game show host. Eyewitness is currently airing on Channel 50 to CW, weeknights at 5 p.m. And it is my pleasure to welcome John Henson to the Download tonight. John, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Justin.
It's fun to get back in the saddle, do another game show. This one, obviously, different than Wipeout. But what's it mean to be a game show host?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I've had the good fortune to be in TV for a long time. And as I have gotten older, I think the idea of game show has kind of become the brass ring in my eyes. It is kind of the perfect intersection of hosting and stand-up and improv, and kind of draws on all of the things that I've done over the course of my career. So it's been something I've had my eye on for a while.
Are you the kind of guy who looks or has studied the greats that have hosted game shows in the past, or do you sort of make it your own?
Look, I mean, I was a TV kid growing up. I watched all of the iconic game shows when I was a kid. You know, things like Match Game and the Newlywed Game and, you know, $20,000 Pyramid. Whatever the game show of the moment was when I was a child, I was watching. I was one of those latchkey kids. But I think, you know, the modern game show has evolved a little bit, and I think there's probably a lot more opportunity to bring your personality to a game show than maybe there was when I was a child. This is a game show in Eyewitness that is largely unscripted. Other than the rules and the questions, it's about improvising in the moment and enjoying your time with a contestant. So it's very freewheeling. It's a lot of fun.
As an improviser and having that freedom to not have a heavy script around you in Eyewitness, you know, you still have to make the show about the contestants, make the show about what's happening with the video clips and whatnot. Do you have to think about the balance when you're riffing with a contestant and going off script?
Well, you know, you have to keep in mind the day period and the people that are watching. This is not sort of a late night vibe or even a more irreverent and edgy vibe in a show like Wipeout. You're going to be playing to an audience that's looking for something a bit more mainstream. So I check myself, certainly. I'm conscious of my audience, but I think my position, I just want to stay in the moment. I want to make sure that I am listening and that I'm not trying to jam comedy in. I'm just trying to make use of the natural opportunities that arise from the gameplay.
You've done a lot of work in your time. I mean, of course, everyone knows you as the host of Talk Soup on E! And your long run with Wipeout. But when you watch Eyewitness, this is the set looks like a game show. The the audience is trained like a game show. I mean, this really is almost a throwback to that 80s game show. Talk about that experience to perform in when you're in a soundstage in L.A. and you're doing that kind of show. How different is that for you, and how particular is that experience?
It was a realization. When I walked out onto the set my first day in the studio and I saw how big and splashy the set was, it really, to me, looks like a primetime network game show. And I was really blown away by the size and scope of the production. I mean, it looks like a big money production. You know, I'm a guy that has spent a lot of my career in front of a green screen, you know, in smaller, more humble studios that look like a prop closet compared to the set of Eyewitness. So, you know, it was like, wow, this is for real. This is a big deal. And I think you're right. I mean, I think this really does sort of feel like what you think of when you think of a game show, a live audience, contestants, a lot of in-the-moment comedy, and a lot of unscripted great moments. But, you know, it's a lot of fun to host this show. I mean, this show, to me, is such a strong concept that I just get to go along for the ride. I mean, it really is a show that I think is entertaining, not just for the contestants, but for the audience at home to watch, both from the perspective of, you know, enjoying watching other people play and, you know, kind of comparing your own skills and playing along at home.
I feel like I just pulled out of an old board game that I had with my son, and it was a Marvel Comics or a DC Comics flip the tile kind of game, you know, where you had to recall. And that's what I thought automatically. I got shivers watching Eyewitness because I'm like, I know that. I'm not good at this. This is not my style.
You know, I got to tell you, I am a far better suited to be a host than a contestant on this. I mean, it really does give you an appreciation of how challenging it is to take in all these details, even when you are focused and trying to pay attention, and moments later you're getting the questions, and you kind of go, wow, man, I would be lost if I were on the other side of these questions. It's a lot of fun. I just ran into, believe it or not, I took my family to Catalina this weekend, and on the streets of Catalina, I ran into a guy who was one of the very first grand prize winners on Eyewitness. He was literally in Catalina with his wife spending his winning. And I remember saying to him, man, I'd be a heck of a lot better at this game than I would have been. You know, it is a lot of fun, though, and it does sort of, you know, I think it falls into that. It smacks of classic game shows and the kind of thing that, you know, I think in the right circumstances could be around for a long time.
John Henson is the host of the new show, game show Eyewitness, which is running on Channel 50, 5 o'clock weeknights. It's interesting because I think of television right now, and a lot of television writers and actors will talk about the myriad opportunity, the golden age of television when you come to Amazon and Netflix and, you know, other streaming sites giving more and more opportunities to writers and performers. Is it similar for your work and for game shows? When I think about the game show network, I know that, and I think of, you know, networks that will put programs on traditionally at 5-6 o'clock, you know, the Wheel of Fortune, things like that. Is this sort of a golden opportunity for or golden days for game shows as well?
That's an interesting question. I think, you know, certainly reality TV was a bit of a gold rush in terms of hosting opportunities. This is a bit, as you said, a more classic game show than the kind of competition-style reality shows that even Wipeout would have fallen into the category of. You know, I think the thing that is different now is that in the world of hosting, it is wide open. In other words, you have Michael Strahan, a former professional football player who's a host. You have Jamie Foxx hosting, an Academy Award level actor. You have former boy band members, you know, that are hosting. It's a world where, you know, kind of anyone that is well known to an audience is a potential host. So while there might be more opportunities, I think the playing field and the competition level is wide open. There's a lot of people vying for those jobs.
As a comedian and improviser, and that's your stock in trade, and you had the great fortune of hosting Talk Soup and then moving into more hosting with Wipeout. You still do acting gigs. I see you on television here and there. You're in some films as well. Can you have a career where you're a game show host on a network and then at the same time showing up in gritty independent films on the side?
You know, I think that's probably more of a possibility today than in years past. You know, I came out of the world of stand-up and to a lesser degree improv, and my first opportunity was in the hosting world. Once people see you do something successfully, that tends to be the way they see you. So if my first opportunity had been in a sitcom, it could be that it would be an uphill battle for me to get a hosting job, and people would see me primarily as a sitcom actor. It's the reverse for me, and I think people tend to see me as a host. You know my wife, Jill Benjamin, who's also a comedian. At the end of my run on Wipeout, Jill and I went out to dinner, and I said, you know, maybe I'll write a movie. Maybe I'll write a sitcom. I've never done that before. My wife got very quiet and just sort of nodded politely. And I said, what? She goes, why don't you just host television shows? That's what everybody wants you to do. You're good at it. They pay you well. Just do the one thing everyone wants you to do. Why do you have to pick the one thing no one wants you to do and try to do that? And I laughed and I said, you know what, honey, you're a good woman. I'm a lucky man. Thank you very much. And, you know, the reality is if people want to give you work, you take what they give you. I do think that, you know, when you have film stars coming to work in reality television or game shows, it is a more open playing field past.
John Henson is the host of Eyewitness, the game show that's currently in the middle of a summer run on Channel 50. It airs the CW. It airs weeknights at 5 o'clock here in Chicago. John, a longtime host, host Talk Soup, of course, on E! And Wipeout. John, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, man, thank you so much. It was great to catch up with you. I hope all is well with you.